Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, say, next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone as we look at the final countdown. Now, if you look and see what's going on in the world today, there are a lot of unanswered questions. What's really going on over there in the Near East? We find that the Israelis certainly were being bombarded with missiles from Gaza, so they moved in and to take out the people who were actually getting the missiles and throwing them in, shooting them into the southern part of Israel. But before they could complete the job, they were forced to leave, and the missiles are being fired at Israel again. But of course, those missiles have to come from through Egypt. The United States gives Egypt $3 billion a year, and all we would really have to say is, you stop those missiles coming in, being smuggled through your country and then being smuggled through tunnels on into Gaza, or we're going to cut off your money. But the United States doesn't do that, and you have to ask yourself why. That we see what's going on financially. The finances of the whole world are crumbling. The world has lost approximately $60 trillion in assets. It's almost half of the wealth of the world is gone, certainly here in the United States. They tell us, well, we've only lost 18%, but an awful lot of people invest in the stock market lost half, or as happened to me. I talked to a young man today who told me that he'd lost two-thirds, or actually three-quarters, 75% of a very large amount of money he had invested in the stock market. And fortunately, he saved a quarter of it, and he's able to live comfortably on that. But there's so many things that are going on that don't really make sense today. Certainly, our president says he's concerned about our privacy. He's going to do everything to preserve our privacy, and that's why they're going to put the medical records up on the Internet. Our medical records are going to be in the Internet so they can preserve our privacy, and that doesn't make sense. And then, of course, they're going to take strong action against these companies that are taking these excessive bonuses for the people. But Congress passes some laws, but then we find out that the laws they pass are unconstitutional. And, of course, they focus our attention on the bonuses that have been paid, but actually not on the fact that AIG probably has close to $1.6 trillion, that we've only given them about $170 billion so far, but they've got about $1.6 trillion, 1,000 times that much of outstanding debts, and we've taken on that responsibility because we've said that they're just too large to fail. Well, how do we put things together? That's why we have Pastor Billy Crone with us this evening, as he's going to talk about the prophecies of the past about this idea of moving towards a world church and a world government. And Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure to be on again.
You go right ahead.
Well, you know, I just like really how you opened the program, and it's just so true. You know, all this stuff absolutely makes no sense. And that's what we're trying to do with the final countdown, because there is a way that it does make sense, but you got to have the outside package of the puzzle to see how it all fits together. And that's called the Bible. God clearly forewarned in great specific detail what you could expect when you were fast approaching the last days. And that's what we did the final countdown. It took several different signs that God clearly revealed would be an indicator that you're fast approaching those days and you need to wake up. But not only that, it puts it all together. You'll start to understand what piece fits with where. And I was just talking to a gentleman today myself, and just talking about some current events, and it's like, wow, I never thought of that. And I says, all of these things that are going on, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled faster than me personally, I can even keep up with.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Pastor, you go right ahead.
But, you know, again, Bible prophecy is happening so fast, it's just for me, and even though, you know, I have an outlet to be able to share with our Book of Revelation study and then with the Final Countdown study we're talking about tonight, it's hard for me to even keep up with it. And it's not just even keeping up with it, but how many people can put it all together? And that's what I shared with them. I says, hey, listen, the information, they can see it with their eyes. It goes in their ears, but it goes nowhere else. They don't know how. It's just discombobulated information that absolutely makes no sense. But if you take a look at God's timetable, if you take a look at the Scripture, it all begins to open up as to why, because we are actually entering into the most horrific time on planet Earth that Jesus clearly warned about and says it's going to be so bad that unless God in His mercy intervened, no one would survive on the planet. You know, it's the Antichrist system. You know, it's so funny, and it's almost sickeningly ironic in how everybody on the planet seems to be looking for some great source of truth, and they recognize the world's going down the tubes, and everything's falling apart and getting worse, and everybody's looking for some panacea, some secret pill, some ancient book or wisdom or somebody, help us, give us the answers. And the irony is, it's under everybody's noses in the Bible. And yet people have been conditioned to scoff at it and make comments like, hey, it's full of errors, it's just a book written by man. But the true hypocrisy is how many people have actually even picked it up and read it. I mean, if you're going to make a statement like that, I would assume you at least read it at least once, you know, and then somehow you become an authority on it. But that's what we want to do. So we wanted to help people out, you know, because the times are egregious and they're going to get worse before it gets better, before Christ's second coming. And that's what we did with the Final Countdown. We took a look at 10 different signs. How do you know you're in the last days and you need to get right with God, number one, and be prepared to make a difference while you can. Tonight we're on the issue, and hopefully to finish up with the sign the Scripture talks about in the last days would be a one-world religion. And the Bible clearly says in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, that the whole world, all the inhabitants of the earth, are going to worship the beast or the Antichrist. And it's such a key point. Most people get the next two that we'll talk about, Lord willing, one-world government, one-world economy, but they miss the major point that this is the heart of Satan. The book of Isaiah talks about Satan's fall, and here was his problem. He wanted to be God. He says, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. And that's his problem. He had a big fat I problem. You know, you look at the word sin, S-I-N, right in the middle of it is what? I. And that's what it is. He wants to be God. Now, the Antichrist, people I think sometimes forget, is the Antichrist is going to be Satan himself walking around on the planet.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about the countdown, a final countdown to things that lie ahead, that they're all prophesied. And certainly God talked about a move towards a one-world religion. And most people, you know, we go to our church, but we don't understand what's going on geopolitically. We don't understand what's happening economically as the world moves into financial crisis and chaos, and people are going to be looking for answers, and of course the people on the other side have them. We're going to establish a world government. We're going to have a world currency. We're going to get things back to normal, but they don't understand. They're not going back to normal. The world we have known in the past has ceased to exist. Pick up the story there, Pastor.
Well, even by their own words, they're just, you know, flat out just saying it. We are not going back, especially with this quote-unquote latest crisis, and later, you know, we'll talk about that, and that's exactly their agenda, how they get people to surrender their fears. You create a crisis, then you can manage the outcome. And with this one-world religion, though, this is the heart of the Antichrist. He ultimately wants to be worshipped because it's Satan himself, and that's what he's always wanted. He wants to be worshipped as God instead of the one and only God. And so what he does is he's preparing the world for this one-world religion, because we know in the Scripture that the Antichrist, 3.5 years into the tribulation, he's going to go up into the Jewish rebuilt temple, and we already talked about they are already, you know, making plans and preparations to build that temple right now. That's how close we are. He's going to go up in that temple halfway into the 7 years, and he's going to say, oh, all you religions that we all got gathered together now, oh, now you worship me. And his true colors are going to come out. And so the point is, do we see any signs of that? And we've already dealt with, well, yeah, if you're going to be an Antichrist, how are you going to get all these religions, which are diametrically different, to somehow come along together. Well, one, you got to get rid of any sense of right and wrong. Two, you got to get rid of those people who won't go along. We see that with the rise of persecution. And then three, you got to get busy promoting the wrong. And we saw that, you know, last time, before, they're already doing that. We dealt with the outlines of all the different peace summits, the World Peace Summits and Religions for Peace and the birth of the United Religions Initiative and things of that nature. And they're doing it, but they're promoting it all over the places. They're doing it with personalities. We got people like Ted Turner. We got Al Gore. We got Oprah. You got Tony Blair. You got former President Bush. Said that all paths lead to God. You got the current president, and you got all kinds of people. You got Prince Charles. You got all these major shakers and movers in the geopolitical realm, even here in the United States, and media moguls and media personalities that they're using to promote this one world religion. Then we also saw the paganism. They're taking, you talk about the ultimate global crisis, you know, with global warming, and it's become a catalyst. That we've got to save the planet, and then that's the rallying cry for all these religions to come around. First of all, global warming is a bunch of baloney. But three, what I want to cover tonight and then move on, hopefully, is they're doing it not just through personalities, they're doing it not just through paganism with the environmental movement, but they're doing it in the pulpits. And it's sad enough that people go into church services today not only don't know their Bible and are not only not being taught the Bible, and as you said earlier, you know, how many people have any idea of what the significance of the events that are happening around them in the political scene in the world? But oftentimes they are being fed by false shepherds, which Jesus clearly warned would come in the last days. And listen to these people, and I'm going to share with you just a couple things. These are people who are claiming to be Christians. This is the stuff that is coming out of the pulpits. Because you might say, hey, listen, man, there's no way churches are going to fall for this. Christian churches, but they are, folks, and you need to pay attention to their verbiage. This reverend, called Reverend Swift, said that their center of spiritual living is meant for those people whose spiritual beliefs don't match what is taught in traditional churches or other houses of worship. They said that the people there at this church, if you will, believe that the followers of different religions worship the same God. Quote, we believe Jesus spoke the word of God, but we don't believe he was the only way to God. Excuse me? You're supposed to be a Christian reverend? And Jesus himself clearly said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but me? Excuse me? And then they went on to describe, well, here's God. He's the creative, loving force and energy behind everything in the universe. The church believes that God is in everyone and everything. Maybe that church does, but that's not what the Bible teaches. They said that the church doesn't believe in hell or that God punishes people. Instead, it believes that humans create suffering through their own actions. It says Buddhist, Catholic, rich or poor, black or white, gay or straight, hey, you're welcome here. And they clearly admit, listen to this, the ideas, where's their inspiration from the Bible? No, listen, this is a quote. They get them through such people as Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra. You've got to be kidding me. And these are people giving the illusion that they're Christians. And they said that their goals are to start holding monthly interfaith services that would bring together people from different religious traditions. Now, we talked before, when you hear the word interfaith, you need to supplant that with the term one world religion, because that's really what it means. And they said that they're hoping to hear from people from all different faiths and worship traditions, including people of the Jewish, Muslim, Hindu faith, and American Indians. In fact, the reverend said, I think some of the more liberal Protestant churches might participate. Okay, you might think that's just an isolated case, but listen, there's a bishop right now who's urging Christians specifically to call God Allah. And he says the reason why is because we got to ease these tensions between the religions. And he's saying that, God doesn't mind what he's being called. He says, quote, the Almighty is above such discussion or bickering. And then he says, well, he points to Indonesia. Well, God is called Allah over there, so why can't we do the same thing over here? It's just absolutely crazy. But listen, this one I hope people just don't take my word for it. Check it out yourself. This is how far it's gone, folks. You need to understand it is all over the place. Yes, unfortunately, in the, quote, American church. People are celebrating right now what's called Pluralism Sunday, okay? And it's coming up. Pentecost Sunday is when they do it every year. And they do it to celebrate religious diversity. Listen to this. Christian churches across the United States and beyond are dedicating their worship to a celebration of our interfaith world. There's your phrase again, one world religion. They say progressive Christians thank God for religious diversity. We don't claim that our religion is superior to all others. Now, wait a second. Again, how can you sit there and say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ, I'll read it again, I'm not making this up, he himself said, John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said he is the only way to God. So how can you sit there and say we don't claim that our religion is superior to all others? Then you're not following Jesus. We can grow closer to God, they say, and deeper in compassion, and we can understand our own traditions better through a greater awareness of the world's religions. Pluralism Sunday is initiated by the Center of Progressive Christianity. Might I change that to Apostate Christianity? It says it's a network of about 370 churches nationwide, and their congregation have adopted a welcome statement that affirms that all other religions can be as good as their followers as Christianity is for them. They say, quote, we believe Pluralism Sunday is an opportunity for progressive churches to reach some of the many people who were turned off by Christianity because of exclusivist claims that some Christians make about it. Now, I'm going to read to you, once again, maybe you've heard before a couple times, yes, even in this interview, this exclusive claim that really seems to get in their craw. It goes like this. Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. We're not the one who's making the exclusive claim. That's from the words of Jesus. How can you say that you are a follower of Jesus, you follow the teachings of Jesus, but for you get there and pick and choose which ones you like? Absolutely ludicrous. Now, folks, you've got to understand, these are people who are, quote, supposed to be Protestant Christians. I'm not talking New Agers. I'm not talking people over in third world countries. I'm talking here in America in your average, quote, supposed Protestant church. Now, you might think, well, hey, there's really no agenda to bring this global. Well, I'm telling you, folks, all of this has created a whirlwind to where they are using this as a rallying cry to cry out for a truly entity to take control of all the religions. And listen to this. Leaders of the world's main religions kicked off an annual interfaith peace summit in Naples today. And there's your phrase again, one world religion, which calls for a global organization uniting their faith. Now, what in the world is that? Okay, that's exactly what we're talking about. Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew I, Archbishop of Canterbury Rowan Williams, Israel's Chief Rabbi Yonah Metzger, and the Imam of the United Arab Emirates, Ezzedine, were among those attending the gathering. Rabbi Metzger proposed, listen to this is absolutely wild, proposed a United Nations of Religions. This is going on right now. A United Nations Religions that would embrace the heads of religious communities that have a profound influence on their congregations. In other words, they would control what their congregations get to do, say, believe, teach, anything. Now, the people would sit there and scoff, hey, you Christians, bunch of wackos, once again, and by the way, I used to be one of them, okay, till God had mercy on me, and so I understand what it means to be a scoffer, but you're really parroting what the media is telling you to scoff at without investigating the facts, and I speak from personal experience. But you tell me at any other time in man's history, what makes this time so different? Why should you pay attention? It's because of this. You name one time on the planet when there has been a proposal for a United Nations of Religions, where you are looking at some sort of entity that is specifically going to dictate what all religions all over the planet are going to get to do, say, teach, or whatever. That has never happened in the history of mankind, yet it was prophesied 2,000 years ago and is coming to pass today. The Muslim leader said he advocated a formal structure linking world religions. He said, we need to form a permanent and authorized executive machinery for executing any decisions that we make. The summits were launched 21 years ago by Pope John Paul II, and the first summit was the World Day of Prayer and Peace that was attended by the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa and other religious leaders, and it's progressed to where they are right now, calling out for United Nations of Religions. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I would say somebody really is taking this one world religion pretty serious. How about you? But that's just the one world religion. The second thing that the Bible talks about, the next time that we deal with on the final countdown, and
now,
by the way...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at Radio Liberty. Pastor Krohn, go right ahead.
Well, I just want to again remind people what the final countdown study is. You know, we worked overtime, and I know I say that a lot, but we put a lot of work.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
And yet, of course, it should be so obvious to anybody who's looking at what's going on today that we are moving towards a world government. And if you listen to the things that Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Strobe Talbot and David Rockefeller said, it's obvious that their goal is to bring about a one world government. And, of course, behind that is the effort to bring about the one world religion. So please pick the story up from there.
Well, that's just, you know, again, people, you know, the text code says that one guy at some point, you know, how do you know you're in the last days? And you can take the, you know, the scripture for what it says, and you need to get prepared, well, you're going to see somehow, some way, you're going to see the things being put into place that one person can have total control of the world. So that's the question. Do we see any signs that the inhabitants of the earth are going to be under the control of one entity, which, by the way, the text clearly said is going to be satanically inspired? Is there any sign that the whole world is being deceived into creating a one-world government? Slightly, as you just said, you know, I'm going to quote here in a little bit some folks on, you know, promoting this new world order. You know, as you rightly stated, I mean, just look in the news. This whole economic crisis has become the scapegoat, and folks, it's been planned. The scapegoat for people to call out, you know, you mentioned Henry Kissinger, you know, it's a chance for a new world order. Everybody's saying it, all of the leaders in different countries, you know. And it's happening before our very eyes. Now, let's play the role, if you will, the skeptic of, you know, the Antichrist. Gee, if I was the Antichrist, how in the world are you going to pull this off, you know? Well, stop and think about it. Let's just look at it a little bit logically. If you're going to go for a one-world government, okay, and you're going to dupe the whole planet into surrendering their sovereignty and all these people going along with it, then you got to somehow create a universal Congress or a new world order. You have to have that in place so you can dictate universal compliance. And folks, this is precisely what the United Nations and its promotion of the new world order has been doing and working towards for decades. Right now, there is waiting for approval. And by the way, when all these things come out and they say, hey, how about if we try this? If you do your homework, folks, you see that those plans were made years and years ago, and they just happened to appear on the scene. Same thing with, like, Homeland Security, as if that just popped out of the scene all of a sudden. Are you kidding me? That thing was already written up a long time ago. But anyway, so you've got to have the total plans are already in place for absolute total control of the world, okay? And the tactics they're using on you and I to get us to go along with it is fear manipulation. And the reason why is because they know human nature, and they also know history. People are more apt to surrender their freedoms in a state or time of fear than in a time of peace. Therefore, if you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. Okay, and this is exactly what's happening not only in our own country, it's happening all over the world. Okay, and if you notice, folks, in the media, nothing is a problem anymore. Everything is a crisis. They're keeping you and I in a constant state of fear. We don't have a moment of rest. Okay, we have a healthcare crisis. We got a child care crisis. We got the latest now, the economy crisis. We got a constitutional crisis. We got that dreaded terrorist crisis. We got an environmental crisis. We don't have problems. Everything's a horrible, horrible crisis waiting to explode. Okay, and because we've been manipulated into this state of fear by all these supposed crises, we have been prepped to usher in a cry, exactly what we have been corralled into crying for, and that is some sort of government. And then if these problems go global, which is what we're doing now, we cry out not just for government to fix it, we need a global government to fix all these global crises that are seemingly out of control. And the whole thing's chicanery. It's all been manufactured. And so the question is, well, does this fear tactic really work? Of course it does. Right now, folks, do your own homework. There is a universal law of the land called the Earth Charter. It's a new universal law that's being used to unite all peoples of the world in order to save the Earth. And it reeks of sustainable development. If you guys don't know sustainable development, I would assume your listeners do, Dr. Monteith. Sustainable development is population control, okay? And that's what this whole Earth Charter thing is. It's basically a blasphemous, you know, they even carried it to the UN in a new ark. It was totally blasphemous of the Ten Commandments carried in the biblical ark. And it's going to become the new, basically, charter that the world is, they're wanting to adopt. To promote, you know, sustainable development so we can save our planet. Absolutely ridiculous. But check it out. So it's a new universal law called the Earth Charter. But wait a second. If you're going to have a new universal law of the land, you've got to have some sort of universal governing body to oversee this law. Well, folks, right now there's a document and other ones like it, the Constitution for the Federation Earth. It has plans right now and still on the books for quite some time, folks, for a world government, a world Supreme Court, world capitals, and world police. And the only thing holding it up is ratification, which they're hoping, obviously, will take place really soon. But wait a second, if you're going to have a universal law and a universal governing body, then you've got to have some sort of universal judicial system.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment.
We'll be right back.
Well, you go right ahead there, Pastor.
Well, again, you know, if you're going to have some sort of a universal law, and then you're going to have a universal governing body, you've got to have some sort of universal judicial system to make sure that people obey this world government. And, folks, that's right. Has anybody been paying attention? What do you think the World Criminal Court is that went into effect, I believe, July 2002? And but wait a second. If you're going to have a universal judicial system, then you've got to have a universal army so you can punish those who don't obey this world government, right? Well, folks, if you, again, have been paying attention for quite some time now, Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, was calling for NATO to become, listen, this is a direct quote, a future military arm of a new world order rather than a strictly defensive alliance. Okay? But you might say, hey, come on, this is just too, this is just you Christians. Once again, you must have went to wackyconspiracyguy.com and downloaded this crazy stuff. There aren't people on the planet who literally are working towards and forming a one-world government. That's just too much out there. Well, folks, I'm going to read to you just a few of their own quotes. You tell me if these people in the geopolitical scene, America and across the world, are not serious about forming this one-world government and a new world order. Henry Kissinger, quite some time ago, said, today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered L.A. to restore order. Tomorrow, they'll be grateful. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the, quote, world government. David Rockefeller said, we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion, i.e. silence, for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards, quote, a world government. Strobe Talbot, that was Clinton's deputy secretary of state, he said, quote, in the next century, that's now, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't a great idea after all, he said. Richard Falk said the existing order is breaking down at a rapid rate, and the main uncertainty is whether mankind can exert a positive role in shaping a new world order. We believe a new order will be born no later than early in the next century, that is called right now. But he's not the only one. Mikhail Gorbachev said, further global progress is now possible only through a quest for a universal consensus in the movement towards a new world order.
Now, yeah, I'm going to have to hold you right there, but so there's no question there are people out there who really do intend to bring about a world government. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, of course, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about, Christy, so many people have talked about the New World Order. David Rockefeller's talked about it. Stuart Strobe Talbot has talked about it. Henry Kissinger has talked about it. All you need to do is certainly go up to the Internet you can go to one of the answer services we're using, the Start page right now, Start page, and just type in David Rockefeller, world government, or Henry Kissinger, world government, or Strobe Talbot, world government, and there's so many people who are openly advocating the world government. Well, before we go on, Pastor, I want you to give out your website there. People who don't know how to get in touch with you, they're there at the Niagara Frontier Bible Church.
Sure, you can go to our main website at niagarafrontierbible.com. That's niagarafrontierbible.com, niagarafrontierbible.com. Or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, N as in Nancy, Billy Crone. Just Google that, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And, of course, we carry Pastor Billy's DVDs, The Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2. So you go ahead and pick the story up from there.
Well, let me read you just a couple more quotes that these people are deadly serious. George McGovern said, I would support a presidential candidate who pledged to take the following steps. At the end of the war in the Persian Gulf, press for a comprehensive Middle East settlement for a new world order, based not on Pax Americana, but on peace through law with a stronger UN and a world court. George Bush Sr. said, if we do not follow the dictates of our inner moral compass and stand up for human life, then this lawlessness will threaten the peace and democracy of the emerging new world order we now see. This long-dreamed-of vision we've all worked hard toward so long. Madeleine Albright said, today I say that no nation in the world need be left out of the global system we are constructing. Mikhail Gorbachev said after 9/11 that the attacks will not have died in vain, the people in the attacks, if the world leaders use this crisis to create a new world order. And then Robert Mueller, the former Assistant Attorney General of the UN, said, we must move as quickly as possible to a one-world government, one-world religion, under one-world leader. You know what? I don't know about you, but that sure sounds like Revelation chapter 13. It's almost like somebody's following a script or something. But the second way we know, because we see that these people are, in fact, pushing for a one-world government, the other thing that they're pushing for is not just a new world order, a universal Congress, but they're pushing for a universal behavior. Okay? You see, just stop and think about it. It's the next logical step. If you're going to deceive people into creating a one-world government, you've got to provide some sort of universal standard of behavior so you can dictate universal compliance, okay? And again, this is what the United Nations has been working on for decades and many other entities as well. And again, they're using fear and crisis to manipulate people into falling for this. For instance, in order to preserve our supposed endangered Earth, the fear factor, right now there is, thanks to the World Heritage Protection Program, the UN has full authority over millions of acres of land right here in the United States. They own Yellowstone National Park, the Statue of Liberty, Grand Canyon, Yosemite Valley, just to name a few. But right now, in order to preserve our supposed endangered food supply, we'll get to that in a little bit, we have the World Food Summit that continues to meet to govern what crops we can grow, what livestock we can raise, and even what we get to eat. We'll get into more specifics in a second. And then again, in order to preserve our supposed endangered air, land, and water supply, right now, we have the Agenda 21, the Agenda for the 21st Century, which has total plans to dictate our behavior. They want to dictate what job we can get, what housing we have, what education and health care we can get, what means of transportation, how many children we can have. But it gets even worse. They also have what's out there, it's been out there for quite some time now, the Biodiversity Treaty, which in a nutshell is gearing up to dictate where you and I get to live and where the animals get to live. And it sounds absolutely crazy, but you need to understand, folks, check it out yourself. These things are really happening. They're putting it all into place. And then right now, in order to preserve our supposed endangered population, you know, what they say the world's overcrowded. That's a myth. They have the Global Diversity Assessment, and that's plans to reduce the world's population by 80%. And actually, other guys want to do it even higher. And you got to understand, folks, this is why, no matter what we do, what we say, what we speak out against it, this is why they continue to promote feminism, birth control, homosexuality, and abortion. This is why diseases, genocide, forced sterilization, yes, it happens, folks, is allowed to continue. Why? Because it makes no sense until you understand their agenda. They want to annihilate. Remember, Satan is a murderer. He's been a murderer from the beginning. These people forming this one-world government really think they're going to create a utopia on Earth, but the price to get that is annihilating most of the population of the Earth. Okay? But in order for that to happen, you and I have to buy into the myth that we are overcrowded. We are not overcrowded. I'll get to that hopefully in a second. And so why are they promoting this stuff? Because every single one of those things have something in common. Feminism, birth control, homosexuality, abortion, diseases, genocide, forced sterilization. What does that have in common? It effectively reduces the population. In fact, just abortion alone, it's been estimated to have killed 1 billion lives around the world. But you might think, hey, all right, now you're getting a little bit too wacky on me, Pastor Billy. There's no way these people, I could see them getting like power hungry and wanting to create this government and control and, you know, and sit on the top of the hill. But there's no way these people are serious about reducing the population of the Earth. Well, folks, you know, I've read this a couple of these before in a previous interview, but let me read it again. Margaret Sanger, she called for the elimination of human weeds because it prolonged the lives of the unfit. She called for the segregation of morons, misfits, and the maladjusted, and for the sterilization of genetically inferior races. David Pimentel, Cornell University professor, said a total world population should be no more than 2 billion. David Graeber, he's a research biologist for the National Park Service, said, we have become a plague upon ourselves and upon the earth. Until such a time as Homo sapiens should decide to rejoin nature, some of us can only hope for the right virus to come along. Jacques Cousteau said, this is a terrible thing to say, but in order to stabilize the world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. Dr. Sam Keen, he's a New Age writer and philosopher, said, we must speak far more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion, about values that control a population, because the ecological crisis, in short, is a population crisis. You cut the population by 90%, and there's not enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage. And again, I always like when these people want to make these incredible statements, notice, I'm sure it's not their family. You know, if you really believe in that, okay, fine. You want to do that? Hey, how about you lead the way by being an example, Mr. Keen? How about we start with your family? Let's start with your house. Let's start with your family and your grandkids. Let's go ahead and get rid of you guys. But no. See, it's always somebody else. Because these people actually think they're creating a man-made utopia. And we've bought into a lie, folks. The world is not overpopulated. It's ridiculous. In fact, the world's population, it peaked. You do the research. It peaked around 1970, okay? And by 1980, it started going down. It was up to 2.09%. By 1980, it went down to 1.73%. By 1990, it went down to 1.7%. By 1995, the annual increase had slowed to down to 1.5%. We're not overcrowded.
That is actually children per family. In other words, 1.7 children per family, certainly here in the United States. But go right ahead.
Yeah, and then if they do the statistics, if the entire population of the world were put into the land area of Texas, the entire population of the world were put into the land area of Texas, each person would have an area equal to the floor space of a typical U.S. home, and the population density of Texas would be about the same as Paris, France. We are not overcrowded. I joke about this all the time, every time I travel in a plane or a car, and we travel quite a bit. And, have you ever looked out the window in a plane? Have you ever looked at the ground? You ever been in the Midwest? I don't care what state you're in. Have you ever looked out the window? We are not overcrowded, folks. Okay, this is all propaganda to get you and I to buy into this whole idea that somehow it's going to become a good thing for a massive amount of the population to die. Okay, we are digging our own grave. Now, there's three different ways, just real quickly, that you need to understand that they are seducing you and I to fall for this depopulation of the earth. It's called murder, okay? And the first one is they are going to trick you and I into giving somebody else authority to dictate whether or not we even get to live in the first place, okay? I shared this before, but I share it again. California recently approved nurse-assisted suicide. Nurses, not doctors, and why would anybody even get to do this anyways beyond me? But now just nurses have the ability to, quote, sedate, dehydrate, and starve depressed or confused individuals that they consider to be terminally ill. Okay? Depressed patients who succumb to this pressure will be drugged unconscious and die from dehydration, usually from within 5 to 10 days. Okay? But they're not the only ones. This was also green-lighted in Washington, in Oregon, is going on, and they are giving lethal drug overdoses to people with life-limiting illnesses, listen to this, even if they are depressed. Excuse me? They're given authority. And this is without the people's consent. In fact, this one just came out. There's a Baroness Warnock. She's going around saying this. Dementia sufferers, people with Alzheimer's, quote, may have a duty to die. Elderly people suffering from dementia should consider ending their lives because they are a burden to the healthcare system and to their families. They are wasting people's lives because of the care they require and should be allowed to opt for euthanasia even if they are not in pain. And she hoped that people will soon, listen, be licensed to put other people down. You're no better than a dog, is what these people are. But you and I are being conditioned that, hey, quality of life. You know, hey, God's the author of life, and he's the one who's supposed to dictate it. But no, it's quality of life. And you see, once you buy into this system, then guess what? They're going to dictate your quality of life. And then maybe they don't like your quality of life. Maybe you're costing too much to the system, and then we're going to pull the plug on your life. Now, you think I'm crazy, folks? It's already happened before our eyes. The net is being pulled around us. But they're not only going to pull the plug on you. They could do various things. You know, you call me crazy, but folks, do the research yourself. They could put some stuff in your water and annihilate you. You know, we talked before in the past, the Germans and the Russians use fluoride to make prisoners stupid and docile. We have to deal with that today. And I just had this Dr. Monteith emailed to me from a lady in Holland, and she translated it for me into English. But right now in Holland, in the town called Groninger, they're admitting it. You know, this is not some conspiracy. They're putting antidepressants in the drinking water. The town is considering, quote, June 1st, 2009, this year, to start a trial procedure adding a low dose of antidepressants in the drinking water because they're concerned about the people with all the things that are going on, and they want to help alleviate their mild depression. What's next? Okay? And again, you have to understand that there really is an agenda for that.
And I think I just interposed here that one of the things that the Obama administration is talking about is making plans on setting up committees that would determine whether the care and how the care would be given to elderly people, whether it was cost effective. And what they're really talking about right now at this very moment is a system of rationed health care and, of course, letting the elderly people die. If they have a life-threatening illness, then they're certainly considered non-productive as far as society is concerned, because there's only going to be a certain amount of money, and it's going to have to be used on the younger people who will be productive, and certainly not on the elderly. They're already beginning to talk about cost effectiveness and limiting health care, rationing health care right here in the United States. So what Pastor Krohn is saying is not that far away. Go right ahead.
Well, that's what people need to realize. The premise, you know, create a crisis, you can manage it, but they work at the extremes, and then you start slowly moving in to your ultimate goal. Hitler did the same thing. You know, who did he start annihilating? You know, he started annihilating the misfits, you know, like Margaret Sanger had said. You know, the people who, were crippled or who were mentally challenged, but then you start ultimately going into your ultimate goal, to where even got to the point where there was a law on the German books that the Jewish people were no longer a people. Now, I don't care if you got a law on the books, that doesn't make it right. Okay, but that's what they used to justify partly what they were doing. And folks, you think these laws being put into place right now are going to justify that not God, not even your own family, okay, is going to dictate whether you get to take another breath or not. It is going to be put into the hands of a government entity, and it's all being tied together all around the world. And that is the logical conclusion. A government authority is going to have the ability to dictate not just what you get to drive, where you get to work, all that stuff. Ultimately, remember, what is the heart of Satan? He's a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. This all is being put into place because they have an agenda. They want to annihilate 90% of the population of the world, and they are tricking you and I and seducing you and I into allowing all this stuff to go through, and they're actually conditioning you and I into thinking it's a good thing. You know what? You know, just grandma and grandpa, they just can't get around like they used to, and you know, we don't want to do what's right. We don't want to take them into our home because that would sacrifice our convenience, and you know, this healthcare crisis just getting out of control, and they're just costing too much, and look at them, they're just all doped up, and they don't even know who in the world they are. Hey, wouldn't we just be doing a favor and just getting rid of them? Now, folks, it's the exact same. They're starting at extremes and work their way in. They're starting with the baby inside the womb. Now they're going with the elderly outside the womb, and I'm telling you, they're working towards their ultimate goal. They're going to get rid of people. Now, the third thing, if I can get to this real quick, is they're grabbing control of your food supply. Okay? And the first way that they got to do that is they got you and I used to having somebody dictating our food. Right now, New York here is planning a fat tax. I don't know if you've heard of that one. A fat tax or obesity tax on foods that are non-diet foods. It's actually happening right now. People right now are losing their jobs if they're caught smoking or eating junk food or have high blood pressure or if they're obese or if they have bad cholesterol levels. They're banning certain foods, of course, the big one, the trans fats and all that stuff. But you need to understand, we are getting used to now, get this, folks, having somebody dictate what we can and cannot eat. Why? Because the ultimate goal is they want to control anything that you eat, including the food supply. The recent things that are going on, as you mentioned, Dr. Monteith, that's, you know, with the Obama and with the Medicare, hey, he's going for the gusto on the food supply. Has anybody paid attention? Remember, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. Right now, Obama has just recently formed a group of people to protect the U.S. food supply. Why? Because haven't you heard of the recent crisis, folks? The salmonella outbreaks, the involving spinach, and those nasty peppers and those tomatoes last year? How could we? And what was it this year? Oh, those drafted peanuts. And he was personally concerned because his daughter ate those peanut butter sandwiches 3 times a week.
And I think we really need to understand that they're actually working on legislation which would prevent you from growing your own food. Every chicken, every goose, every cow, every animal, in the United States that potentially could be considered food, even if you were going to use it yourself, has to be registered with the government. These laws are not imaginary. They are real, and they're pushing them and pushing them very forcefully today. Ever see pictures of the cows with a little tag on their ear with an RFID chip? Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone. And there's so much more to this story, and I hope that Pastor Crone will be able to be with us again as we take you on the final countdown. This is really a countdown to Armageddon. Understand what's going on. You can see the signs of the times. You just sort of need a little help because it's so difficult to understand without some guidance. Well, Pastor, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Hey, that's exciting. What people need to understand is why is this so important that you realize that these people are grabbing total control of the food supply?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Countdown. There are 10 DVDs, part 1, part 2, 5 of each one. Now, we've taken, if you prefer CDs or prefer actually hearing this, you can play it in your car. We actually have CDs of part 10 to 6, in other words, 5 of his programs, and they are available in the set. We call them the Final Countdown CDs, we're going to call them, but you can ask them under Countdown to Armageddon. That's, we're going to change the name so we don't confuse the DVDs with the CDs. So you can ask for Countdown to Armageddon, which is basically the radio programs Pastor Crone has done with us. The first ones, and we'll have the second ones as well. It's something that you can duplicate to get to your friends. You need to get this information out, but the Final Countdown, the first 5, which are points 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6, are well worthwhile watching several times, because of course you'll see a lot of video clips. You'll actually hear the sermon. You'll actually, you'll see the scriptures that it alludes to. But even more than that, he's done a great job of accumulating, video clips to make it all pretty very real. It's not imaginary. It's what's going on today. It's the X factor that out there that explains everything that is taking place. And how exciting it is to know the Lord at this time in history. Now, if you would like to get the Final Countdown, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and of course you can get the Countdown to Armageddon, which is simply on a CD rather than DVDs, but the message is what we want you to get. We also have Pastor Crone's 10-part series on creation. We have a 4-part series, 4 DVDs on RFID Countdown. I think this is excellent. You must understand this idea of having everything with a RFID, radio frequency identification chip in it. They want to put them into our animals. They want to put them certainly onto all objects. They want to put them into the elderly. They want to put them into the young. They want to put them in everything, every single thing in the world, so everything can be monitored and controlled. We have a DVD certainly on Get a Life, and that's the story of his conversion to Christianity. He was into the New Age and Satanism before he became a spokesman for our Lord. And then we have another one called, another DVD set called Get a Life. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll and circulate the book if you'd like to get it in quantity, while we can get you a special deal on them. We want, of course, to get our talk out the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, and we're going to tell you that secret. And then, of course, you really should get the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. Information is so vitally important for you to be able, of course, to communicate the truth to others. And then, of course, we have, if you go to our website, you know, we do carry the Berkey water filters. We carry long-term storage food. We carry medical supplies. Or I should say health supplies, the sort of things that will keep your immune system up if the things that we fear do come to pass. The most important thing, of course, is your individual relationship to our Lord. And we talk about all the things you can do to prepare yourself from a material point of view. But, of course, without spiritual preparation, none of us are going to get through what lies ahead. We're entering into the most difficult time in our nation's history, and the America that we knew in the past just simply is not going to exist in the future. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and certainly I believe God is going to bring His judgment on our nation. So we'll be back in just a moment. We ask you to pray for our nation, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Amen.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver. But certainly Ron has a lot of knowledge about what's going on today. It's always a pleasure to have him with us here. Hi, Ron. How are things going?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
How are the sales of gold and silver going these days?
Exploding. You know, last week when we were on the, or last month when we were on the air, I was saying I thought silver was about ready to go ballistic, and gosh, yesterday, you know, they've been beating down silver for the last week or so, and then all of a sudden yesterday it turned around after being down, and in one day it's exploded like $1.56 an ounce in one 24-hour period. So it's just a major, major reversal in the outlook for gold and silver.
Now, where did silver end today, do you recall?
Yes, it was at $13.60, and it got down as low as 1188 or 1190, somewhere in that ballpark, yesterday. So it's a pretty good turnaround and a sharp rise. You know, a dollar something in 24 hours is a pretty big jump. That's about 10%.
Well, do you think it's really related to the fact that the, you know, the I guess it's the Fed has talked about, you know, just coming up with $1 trillion to try to take care of all these various debt instruments that's out there? Obviously, they're going to have to monetize the currency. They're going to have to start just creating money out of nothing to deal with all these problems they're talking about. They're talking about $1 trillion there. We're talking about another trillion, maybe $1.5 trillion for AIG. You know, they're talking about all sorts of money, and nobody's ever talked about where's the money coming from.
Well, the thing that triggered it yesterday was that the Fed came out and announced it was going to monetize or buy $300 billion worth of U.S. Treasuries. And, of course, that's simply printing paper money out of nothing to buy paper IOUs from a bankrupt government. So, yeah, it's just pure inflation. You know, you go in direct line inflation now, not secondarily. So, and then they came out just shortly after that and said they were going to double their purchases of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's stock to keep that one afloat to $1.45 trillion. So, yeah, and then you're talking about AIG, and it just every day it seems like they're printing $1 trillion. And, you know, I remember not too long ago, back in 1980, 81, after we had that initial blow-off, for 2 years, an organization I was involved with had a slogan or a program, and the slogan was, no trillion-dollar debt. So for the first 200-and-some-odd years of our government, we had not run our first $1 trillion in national debt. And yet here we are in just the last, 6 months or whatever, it's hard to even keep track of it, but I hear figures of something like $12 trillion that has been created or promised to back up the banking system. And that's just, you know, you're looking at a total destruction of the currency and hyperinflation. And people are starting to perceive the danger out there. And I notice it in my business particularly.
Well, of course, the thing is, I don't think the average person yet really realizes what's happening. But, of course, there's no better way to impoverish the people than, of course, to destroy the value of their currency. And, of course, we know the insurance companies are having problems, but even more than that, the insurance is valued in dollars. Destroy the value of the dollars. You'll get your money. It just won't buy anything. The same is true for your pension fund, for your annuities, for your bonds, your stocks, your life savings. Most people have already lost half the value of their savings if they're in the stock market. And now let's try for the destruction of the other half. Well, Ron, you go right ahead. Anyway, of course, I'm glad things are moving well for you, and you're getting a lot of response from the people out there. And you certainly must be talking to these people. The people you're talking to, are they really worried about the fact that they're destroying the stability of our currency?
Yeah, they're. You know, I get call after call, people that have never bought an ounce of gold or silver in their life, and they've watched their 401ks or their pension plans get wiped out, you know, knocked down 50% or more in many cases. They hear all these fear stories about the banking systems that the banks could go under, and of course a lot of banks are going under, and their IRAs, and so, yeah, there's people that just want to get their money out of the banks. They want to get it out of their IRA. They want to get it out of their 401k, and they're looking for the only thing that's been a refuge throughout history, and that's something that's tangible and real, and that's gold and silver.
What about in the rest of the world? Certainly we know that the Chinese have expressed really concerned about investing their money in IT bills, and President Obama has assured the Chinese premier they got absolutely nothing to worry about, but then he assured the American people he was going to protect their privacy by putting their medical records up on the Internet, and a lot of people say, well, I know he wants to protect my privacy, but how is he going to do that if he puts our medical records up on the Internet? And, of course, people actually have to realize, of course, politicians say one thing and do another. Do you think the Chinese are going to continue investing in America and buying our debt indefinitely? Do you think that maybe they may begin to understand that Mr. Obama is not really being entirely candid because he has no control over what's going on? He can't tell the Chinese you're going to lose everything you invest here, so keep on investing. That wouldn't be very logical. What's going to happen, do you think?
Well, you know, Bernanke or whoever said that nothing to worry about on our debt kind of reminds me of the old saying that nothing is confirmed until officially denied. And, yeah, for them to step up and say that there's nothing to worry about with the dollar is just a real joke. And of course, China's got problems, too, because they've been dependent on trade with us, and as we go deeper into depression, it creates problems in their economies, and so they're having to spend a lot of their reserves to try to restructure and rebuild their own economy. So they've made it known two times in the last week that they're not going to be able to buy as much of our debt as they've been buying in the past. And so here we are, as you and I have talked about so many times, the U.S. needs to borrow $3 billion a day or so from foreigners just to pay the interest on our debt. And that was before we started creating $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there to bail out every Tom, Dick, and Harry. So as the world goes...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ron was simply talking about it. Very obvious that the Chinese are not going to continue to buy American debt. The Arab countries, the oil-producing countries, their income is down. They're not going to be able to continue buying our debt. The Japanese factory orders were down 30%, and certainly their exports are down 40% or so. So they're not going to have the money to buy American debt. Who's going to buy it? Well, the American people, sooner or later, are going to realize that as the value of our T-bills begins to fall, as the value of our currency begins to fall, they're going to begin to catch on that this is a scam and that certainly the currency is going to become worthless. They're going to be looking for some place to put their money where it will have stability. And, of course, the difficulty is that every fiat money system that has ever existed, going back for the last at least 2,500 years, has eventually collapsed in chaos. Our government, our State Department, has been using Zimbabwe as sort of a test case to see already what would happen if, of course, you devalued and destroyed the value of the currency. We installed the ruthless tyrant there, a man named Mugabe. He was trained at Oxford. He was trained in communist China. He was our man. We put him in, and he's destroyed the country. I really think they just want to see how that'll happen in Zimbabwe, a first world nation, if they could do that to Zimbabwe. Why couldn't they do that to the United States? People of Zimbabwe had some place to flee to. We have no place to flee. And the average American really doesn't understand what happens when the government sets out to debauch the currency, and I believe that's just what's going on today. How do you feel about that, Ron?
Absolutely. You know, when you talk about the debt and monetizing the debt, a lot of people who don't study economics kind of throw their hand up and dismay, and they don't they don't grasp it, or it just scares them away. So I think it's important to understand that when the government spends more money than it brings in taxes, it has a deficit. It has to finance that deficit one of several ways. Now, in normal times, you would go out and borrow that money from the public. Either investors in the United States, they would buy treasury bonds or treasury bills or treasury notes, and in effect finance the deficits of the government. Now, when the private sector finances that debt, what you're doing is taking money that could have been used for productive measures to buy stock in a new company or something, and you're instead putting it into the government coffers to cover the wasteful spending that they've underdone. Now what we're finding is that the creditors can no longer absorb all the debts, all the deficits that we're creating. So that is forcing the government to now go to the Federal Reserve System, which is a private set of bankers and a corporation. It is given the authority under the Federal Reserve Act to simply create money out of nothing to buy up the U.S. Treasury bonds to cover our deficit. And that's just pure inflation, and at the rate they're doing it, and the rate we're spending money, they're going to be monetized, and that's what's called when the Fed buys the debt. Probably $2 trillion this year, you know, based on what our deficits are planned to be, and it could be a lot more. So we're heading towards a total collapse, a meltdown of the dollar. The world is rejecting the dollar almost daily. Just recently, the Kremlin came out proposing a new world currency to replace the dollar. So, you know, whenever anyone abuses their credit, as the U.S. has for the last 30, 40, 50 years, eventually your creditor is going to say enough is enough and we're going to cut you off. And that's what is in the process of happening, and it's happening step by step. But sure as we're sitting here, the dollar is being repudiated by the world.
Well, of course, the dollar's really been doing fairly well up until recently because people throughout the rest of the world were scared to death. They didn't know. They didn't want to put their money in the stock market. They didn't want to put it into bonds in their own country. They didn't trust their countries. Because what most people in the United States don't realize is that most countries throughout the world are worse off than we are as far as what's going on there. And so they've been investing in the dollar. Actually, of course, the dollar has gone up in value. And, of course, people will invest in the dollar and invest in treasury bonds that don't pay any interest at all. But they wanted someplace to put their money. And because the dollar was increasing in value, they were actually increasing the value of their investment, even though it wasn't paying any interest. But my understanding is that the dollar's begun to fall. Have you been following that at all?
Yeah, it did kind of a reversal this week. It took a major turn down. See, part of the reason that the dollar has been supported, and I would say half of it is artificial, is that countries like China and Japan and the rest of the world who have been buying our debt for all these last 20 and 30 years are sitting there with massive amounts of IOUs from the U.S. government, and if the dollar collapses, then those IOUs become more and more worthless. So they have a vested interest to try to keep the dollar from collapsing because, one, they still wanted to trade with us. But as we go deeper and deeper into recession and depression and we're having to pay off our debt with funny money, then who's going to want to trade with us? You know, it's like trading with someone. They're going to give you an IOU and you know they're stone broke and can't pay you back. So the whole thing is starting to unravel, and eventually the last refuge, you know, throughout the last 50 years when every economy was in trouble and the U.S. dollar was the world's reserve currency, it was the refuge that people went to for protection. But now people are starting to realize the dollar is the problem. So if it's the problem, how can it be the solution? And as people wake up to that fact and they realize there's only one last refuge, and that's gold and silver, which has been the case throughout all history.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. All we can do is, of course, warn people that what's coming down the line. A lot of people don't want to hear bad news, and so they probably turn off our program. But those who, of course, who've been listening for some years, got out of the stock market, got out of debt, and they at least are not losing. I had lunch today with a very nice young man who already had a fair amount of money. He had done very, very well as a young man, and he had about, I don't know how much money money he had, but he told me he sold a business for $6 million, and he was doing well. He could actually didn't have to work. He just invested that money, and he was doing well until last year, when he lost 75% of what he had in commodities and stock market, thinking he could, fight the bull market, didn't understand what was happening financially, didn't understand that the rules of the game had changed. The rules of the game have changed. Probably, as far as my lifetime is concerned, I will never see a return again to the bull market. We may have a few bear market rallies as we're having today, but the major direction of our economy is going to be down and down until eventually they destroy the value of our currency and we start it all over again. But as long as you have a privately owned central bank, of course, that is intent upon bringing about a world government and just crushing the people of this country, nothing, of course, is going to change. Well, said the Ron, as we look and see what's happening, I read these figures, it's estimated that as much as $60 trillion has disappeared from the world of wealth. I mean, the value in the stock markets, the value in property, all throughout the world, that's about half the entire value of the world. Is I think 47% of the entire wealth of the world has just disappeared. I mean, this is a frightening thing to contemplate.
And the problem with that, of course, is as that happens, it just tends to feed on itself. Because look at what's happening to the tax base for all the municipalities and the states in the country, and I'm sure the world. In fact, I read last week that Russia's revenues had dropped over 40% last year. Well, my gosh, that's enough to destroy anyone's budget. But here you have every municipality has got to be suffering because not only are people getting laid off and not paying sales taxes and everything on what they buy, you've got the tax base as companies go out of business. And so the tax revenues have got to be imploding for a lot of these municipalities, and yet there's a lot of people out there sitting there holding municipal bonds. That are they going to get paid off as these municipalities and governments go bankrupt? And so the whole thing just tends to just keep feeding on itself until you start going down a black hole. And we really haven't reached crisis point yet, or the critical mass where the thing just goes over the edge and just totally implodes on itself. That's what I look to happen. That's what a lot of economists are saying will happen sometime this year, and a lot of people are saying by June.
Well, it's really interesting. First, when the government gets short on money, what do? Why, they raise the taxes here in California. They're going to raise the tax, the sales tax of 1%. Without realizing, of course, when you raise the taxes, why, people cut back on their buying. Who would want to go out and buy a car in California when, in addition to the price of the car, which is already something you can't afford, suddenly they're going to have to pay 9% sales tax. And so then, of course, they want to raise the income tax on the people. But then people will just, if they can, they'll just pick up and move to another state to get around paying the taxes. And so much of what they do is totally counterproductive. And then they raise the taxes and the income falls. And so then they want to raise the taxes more. And then the income falls more. And actually, of course, very few things I agreed with George Bush. But the fact that he said if you lower the taxes, you'll get more income from the government, he was absolutely right. Then people have an incentive to work. And what Obama is talking about is raising the taxes on the rich. But these are the people who would ordinarily invest to make money so that... But why should they invest when, of course, the government's going to get, between the state and the federal, well over 50, maybe even as much as 60% of their income? Why would anybody want to take a risk and invest in anything? And so everything they're doing is counterproductive to what they really want, of course, to raise funds. But they're not talking about cutting spending. We have recently come up with a $3.5 trillion budget. That is in addition to the $850 billion we came up with last October, and then the $787 billion stimulus bill, and now they're talking about we're going to have to give more money to bail out all of these other corporations and banks. After all, they're too large to fail. ladies and gentlemen, they're too large to keep in business. They ought to fail, and the stockholders who invested in these companies that created the problem ought to pay the price, but not the American taxpayers for the destruction of our economy. Well, Ron, certainly, you know, you talk about the, your hearing that certainly this whole...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
20, 30, 40% last year. Before that, they were making 30 and 40% a year, and now they're losing money, and of course, more and more people are desperately trying to get their money out of the hedge funds, and that means the hedge funds have to sell assets to allow people to, you know, to get their funds out, and so it sets up a vicious cycle, and the hedge funds have less and less. They've got to take more and more gambles, And ladies and gentlemen, this is not a good time to be gambling in anything. This is a good time to maintain what you have. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about, I think we are moving into one of the most difficult situations we've been in. There's no way to play the stock market because it's all manipulated, certainly by the working group on financial markets, and certainly if things get moving too rapidly down, why they intervene and drive it up a little bit. But people who are in the stock market, as they gradually begin to realize they're getting out and trying to get their funds into something. They've spent their whole life working, and now they're finding that their pension funds are losing money. They're finding that their annuities, the value of their annuities, will be falling. They're finding that the insurance companies they've been paying it all this time, an awful lot of them have lost most of their funds, or even half of their funds or more, in faulty investments. So certainly we know that even CalPERS, the California Personnel Insurance Corporation, I mean, it's always been certainly out the front, and yet they lost 30% last year. I don't know how much they've lost this year in their investments, and they can't get out of them, but I'm sure they must be down well over the 30% they were last year. So, and even Harvard Endowment, of course, has lost a great deal of money. I mean, the endowment, Harvard Endowment, was putting up a third of the cost of the expenses of Harvard University, and now they're not going to have that money, and so they're going to have to increase the cost of an education at Harvard. They're not going to be able to offer the scholarships that they have, but a lot of families are not going to be able to pay the increased cost of enrollment at Harvard or one of the other Ivy League universities. So we just set up a vicious cycle that goes on and on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Ron, I think it's important that you understand that the world has changed and will probably in my lifetime never again be as it was before. So, Ron, Chris, what is your advice to people?
Well, you've just got to wake up to the reality that we're going through a major end of a cycle. See, most people, since 1913, when they created the Federal Reserve System, they've created kind of a boom-bust market where the market would explode and accelerate for a while, and everyone would be happy like in the 20s, and then, of course, you have the bust, and it comes down. But after each cycle, the system was kind of intact, except the government grew a little bit bigger in power. The concentration of wealth became a little greater in the big players versus the average folks. But we've been through these cycles time and time and time again, and now what I don't think most people understand is this is the end of an era. The Federal Reserve System, this fiat money system that was created in 1913, is now bankrupt. And we're not just having your typical business cycle. We're seeing the destruction of a whole monetary system, and coming out of that is going to be a totally new monetary system. And unfortunately, probably a totally new political system, because in the process of trying to save the economy and the monetary system, they're going to create a totally new political system, which would take us away from our constitutional republic, which is a government of law based on biblical principles that has provided the greatest prosperity in history prosperity and freedom in the history of the world. So we're going through a major, major change, and people need to come to grips with that and then try to come up with a way to protect themselves. And if it's the currency that's being destroyed, then what you have to do is get out of the paper assets that are represented by that currency. So gold and silver have been the refuges throughout all history. When all the other refuges fail, everyone eventually goes to gold and silver, and that's what you're starting to see happening on an accelerated basis right now.
Well, I'm glad you're getting a lot of business, and people are actually contacting you. And are these new customers or these old customers that you've had?
You know, it's amazing. I would say over 50% of my business now is brand new customers. Most, in fact, have never bought an ounce of gold or silver in their life.
No. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course I believe we have the greatest country in the world. Unfortunately, it's been taken over by an invisible government, a small little clique or cabal of individuals who have a different agenda, because they worship a different God, and at least many of them do. Others are just going along because it's a way to get along. We've actually put together a great new syllabus. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It gives you the list of the members of the Group of 30, which, of course, is the ruling financial unit. It gives you the names of the memberships of the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm going to ask my producer to pick up that line. Somebody's calling in on line two, and we've got a couple of people trying to get through. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call, have a question, a comment for Ron Brown, because certainly right now, of course, people are increasingly finding out there's a problem. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from California, calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a question, Stan. The greatest prosperity in the history of the world, Ron was just talking about, I might have missed a little something. This is the result of the fractional reserve system or the Federal Reserve?
No. It was a result of the Constitution of the United States.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Created a constitutional republic which limited the power of a central government. And it was based on biblical principles, so it opened the door for free enterprise and maximum freedom for the individual to produce, and that's what we have done as we became the most productive nation in the history of the world. Now, of course, the politicians and bureaucrats have been stealing that freedom away from us and taking us from a republic first to a democracy, which is mob rule, and now, it's turned into an oligarchy where it's the big people at the top, the bankers and whatever, who are starting to rule the roost, and they're having an agenda, and that's to take us away from this constitutional republic. And that's what I'm afraid this whole financial crisis is about, to create the environment in which they can impose draconian solutions and take away our freedom.
Well, I think, Mike, that they have actually created an artificial prosperity, which we all benefited from. Wasn't it wonderful? And it helped many of the people in the other countries to have prosperity. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Ron Brown, and our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Mike hanging on the line. We'll get back to Mike in just a moment. But before we go on, Ron, I want you to get out your telephone number and tell people how they can get in touch with you. And I should comment that Ron Brown does help Radio Liberty. We enjoy having him on, but he does help Radio Liberty meet our expenses every month. So, Ron, go right ahead.
My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
Well, now, what do they get if they call that number? Don't you have some publications that you offer?
I've written newsletters, and I put together a package of information, and I can either email part of it to people, my latest ones, or I can mail a whole packet of stuff I've done in the past. And I've always felt like it helps to share with people what you wrote in the past so they can look at it and say, well, would this guy know what he's talking about or not? And as we look back to what you and I have been talking about, and I've been writing about, Dr. Stan, it's all coming to pass right now, and people just need to wake up to the reality of what's coming down on their country.
I think you're absolutely right. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Mike, you were asking about what's going on. Basically, they have created an artificial prosperity, not only here in the United States, but throughout the entire world. And we have lived so well. I mean, we could buy a new car. Some people are buying a car every couple of years. A lot of people were able to buy homes and elaborate homes, much bigger than they needed. But it was an artificial prosperity based upon the ready availability of credit. Now, what is credit? Why is it spending money that doesn't exist? That they were able to create money out of nothing, and not only that, but of course, we've raised the living standards throughout the world. But unfortunately, those living standards are collapsing throughout the world at the present time. And so many of the people who've gone, say, from Burma or from Malaysia into, or from Indonesia into Singapore to get jobs there, why, of course, they're having to return home. This is happening all over Europe. People from Eastern Europe had gone to Western Europe to get jobs, and now they're having to return home. And living standards are plunging throughout the world because the artificial prosperity was just that. It was totally artificial. And people don't understand that banks create money out of nothing and create this illusion of prosperity to encourage people to get into debt. It's all about getting people into debt and then pulling out the rug and plunging them into poverty. Anything else, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to agree that, yes, the Constitution gave us a foundation for a culture to operate free of the oppression of government for the first time maybe in the history of the world. So that was real. But in the last 100 years, we've had the Federal Reserve and the fractional reserve system gaining power like never before also in the history of the world. And as a matter of fact, I believe that the great wars of the last century would not have been possible without this fractional reserve system. And like you say, we have, an illusion of prosperity, which is now reaping a very grim harvest.
Amen to that. Yeah. No, you will get no argument from me with that, because they finance the wars.
You're right on target. That's what I was trying to say. You said it very eloquently, though.
Yeah. And also, amazingly, I think for the first time I've noticed in today's newspaper, is probably, I think, an API article, actually referred to this new $1 trillion that's going to come out of the Federal Reserve soon. It was written of in the article as being created out of thin air. And that's, I think, maybe the first time I've seen that out in the public eye in that way, which was amazing to me.
All right, I think all we have to do is keep talking, Mike. You keep calling radio programs and let people know what's going on.
Okay,
when you
thanks,
do that.
Man.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Mike calling from Santa Cruz. And if you have a question, a comment, you agree or disagree, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, the big problem is that everybody in the world is getting frightened. There are a lot of people with a lot of money, and of course they're wondering, what can I do? Where will it be safe? And so they've been coming into the United States. They've been buying treasury bonds, and so we were able to finance our deficits with these treasury bonds, which is, of course, an IOU promised to pay sometime in the future. There's probably our national debt of about half of which is in treasury bonds, maybe a little bit more than that, is well over $10.5 trillion at the present time, but it will be up at least another $1.5 trillion before this fiscal year is over in September, and then the following year it will be $2 or $3 trillion, and that is, of course, by the fraudulent system of accounting they have. Actually, if you use the general accounting or the general accepted accounting principles, that's known as the GAAP, G-A-A-P, and you can always actually put this into your computer on your search page. And we're not talking about Google anymore, because Google's tracking everything you do, so we're using StartPage or one of the other search services. But certainly if you can put that GAAP in, you'll find out that the debt this last year, what they were telling us was, well, it was down to $450 billion. It was really $5.1 trillion by using, of course, legitimate accounting principles, the generally accepted accounting principles, rather than the fraudulent principles that the government uses. Why? Because they do not want the American people to understand what's going on. They do not want them to realize that we have a debt that can never be paid. And the only way to pay it off is simply to inflate it away, to expand the money supply, to destroy the value of our currency, and pay off the debt with useless dollars. Well, certainly if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Ron, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But we've lived in an illusionary world, a world of fantastic prosperity and certainly beautiful actresses and handsome men in tuxedos and all sorts of Hollywood parties that we could enjoy by the miracle of television. But all of this is disappearing, and soon you're going to see, you know, millions of people, of course, certainly living in tent cities, and millions of people absolutely, totally desolate. And as a result of this, we're going to see an increased tempo of violence and chaos in our cities and a breakdown of the structure of our society. Well, let's go. We have Tony calling from Tucson, Arizona, and we'll put him up here in just a moment. Hi, Tony, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes.
Go right ahead. Don't be bashful.
Being at all of these here, trillions here and a trillion there, and before long we're going to be talking about some real money.
No, Tony, a trillion here, a trillion there, pretty soon you're talking about worthless money. Now, we need to modify that so people understand the real implication. The old saying was a billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. A trillion here, a trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about worthless
money.
I
have a question that should try to make Americans open their mind to what is happening, and I'm even willing to give the names of the people that are behind it. Where is this trillions of dollars coming from? Who's going to print it? Who's going to collect the interest on it? What are the names of the people that are going to collect the interest on that debt? And what country are they in?
Do you want to answer that, Ron?
He's talking about the members of the Federal Reserve System, I'm sure. I don't have that list in front of me, but the majority of the banks that are stockholders or shareholders in the Fed are not even American. So you've got some English banks, some German banks. You probably have that at your fingertips, don't you, Dr. Stan?
Well, actually, we have. We're putting together a new report. It's called Financial Armageddon, going along with a talk. And we actually have the report that came out of the House Banking Committee in 1976. Most people have never heard of it. Nope. And it goes into the who owns the Federal Reserve System. And it's a,
can I still speak?
Go right ahead.
With every American, if there are any left besides me, because I feel this country is a figment of my imagination, and I'm having a bad nightmare, demand a PCORA committee investigation, 1929, put all of these companies into bankruptcy where they belong, do a RICO investigation for racketeering, find out who's criminally involved, strip them of their assets like you were a drug dealer. They would take your bank account, your automobile, your airplane, and your house, and bring Bernanke, Henry Kissinger, Schumer, Boxer, Feinstein, Spitzer to trial for treason.
Actually, Trolley Spitzer is one of the few honest people there. He was the one who tried to expose what was going on. And because he wrote an article on February 18th in the Washington Post of last year, explaining that all of the state attorney generals wanted to take action against his predatory lending practices because they realized, and this was in the early 2000s, they realized it was going to bring down the banking system. And he wrote an article about it on the 18th of February last year. It was in the Washington Post. And within 3 weeks, the FBI had illegally leaked the story that he was involved with a prostitute. Now, you know, whether you like Spitzer or not, I think he tried to bring out the truth. So you have to understand that there are secret... Tony, you have to understand there are secret societies out there.
Yes, but Jay Sekulow, he's over there representing Trinity Broadcast Network as being one concerned about the prayer in the school, the Bible out of the courtroom, the Ten Commandments. But I also noticed there are 41 pages of these Jewish people who run these organizations for the Islamic committees, the Italian committees, and it just boggles your mind how many of them are involved, and they all look like they're angels of enlightenment. when they're actually doing the work of the devil.
Well, you're right, but you see, there are a lot of people who are not Jewish, Tony, and what you're doing is producing really a hatred of the Jewish people. Vast majority,
well,
Jewish people are fine.
Tony,
there are secret societies out there, and if you listen to our program, you'd understand how these secret societies have always pushed Jewish people into prominent positions to take your attention away from the real source of this. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
Not really.
I'd suggest you read that because, of course, it is so easy to get into anti-Semitism as you see people like Henry Kissinger. Are you certainly pushing this idea of a one-world government? But Henry Kissinger hates Israel. He's done everything he could to undermine this and to prevent them from being a successful country. And as you get into really what's going on and you begin to realize there's secret societies and you begin looking into the Sabbatean movement, which is a movement, a Jewish movement, that is intent upon destroying all religions, including Judaism. And then, of course, you get into the Trilateral Commission. You get into the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society that was created in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes, who was working very closely with Lord Rothschild. But Lord Rothschild, of course, was involved in the occult and these secret societies, as was J.P. Morgan, as were the Whitneys, as the Mellons, as were the Rockefellers, going back 100 years. But we never talk about the secret societies or the occult forces behind this move towards world government. And so it's so easy to believe it's all the Jews, you see, and it's not all the Jews, because the vast majority of the people who control the major banks are not Jewish. But, of course, it is so easy to have the false person out there, the false group. And, of course, this is all related to the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which were basically written by the occultists. And you can get that in the writings of the occult hierarchy, the occult conspiracy. There was a Cambridge scholar who wrote about this, and of course, he died shortly after he wrote a trilogy on the occult movement that rules the world. So what are your thoughts on that, Ron?
I think you explained it very well. It's so easy to get involved. Of course, that's what you want to do, is to get people, get you to sound anti-Semitic, and as soon as you do that, then no one wants to listen to you anyway. So we have to be very careful not to try to blame it on just the Jews. And as far as treason, as far as I'm concerned, you could take probably 95% of all the congressmen up there, because to me, when you took your oath of office, you put your hand on the Holy Bible and said, "I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God." Now, I would suggest that anyone that votes for a bill that they have not read has created an act of treason, because they're not, obviously not defending, because they don't even know what they're voting for. And that's, you know, you go with these bailouts and this pork thing that came through. What was it, a 2,000 page document, and they had a couple hours to read it or whatever? See, there's no way anyone knew what they were voting for.
Well, I think that what we ought to do is have a law that no legislation can be more than 5 pages long and double-spaced. And we might have a lot more legislation that way, but at least people would know what was in the legislation. And, in fact, a friend of mine, his name is Bill Richardson, used to be a state senator here. At one time he was a congressman, but he was a state senator here in California for many years, and he wrote a book called "You Don't Really Think We Read the Bills, Do You?" Speaking, of course, to the legislators. The problem is that we have a visible government, and those are the members of the House of Representatives and the senators, and they get up and they give speeches and they pound their chest, and the Democrats attack the Republicans and the Republicans attack the Democrats. And we have a president who is a figurehead, and we have Supreme Court justices, many of them, of course, were appointed because, of course, they hate our Constitution. We have a few good ones there, thank goodness. But what people do not understand is behind the visible government is an invisible government. And that's what my new syllabus called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness is all about. We recommend that to you. And, of course, we recommend you all the things that we offer. We offer things that will give you insight into this. I think the book entitled "The Coming Battle," written in 1889, is so important. The book "The Money Creators," written in 1935 for Gertrude Krugman, is vitally important. Because if you don't understand the past, you certainly don't know where you are today, and you certainly don't know where you're going. People have to understand that the past is prologue to the future. And as George Santayana had told us, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. You must understand that there's nothing new under the sun. There have always been secret societies out there. They were, and of course, we have a book written by the Librarian of Congress, James H. Billington. James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, wrote a book about the secret societies that fomented the Russian, pardon me, the German, the French Revolution, and then subsequently a series of revolutions, and always behind each one was a secret society, and it ended up with the Russian Revolution and the Cuban Revolution in 1959. Nothing as it appears to be. You need to understand what's going on. There's an organized effort to conceal the truth. Check the facts, do the research, do the study, and then join Ron and I in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this evening's program. Well, Ron, you got...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I'd like to get your telephone number out one more time.
Sure, just call me at 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan, and hope you enjoyed the program this evening. People don't like to hear bad news, but we've got to tell you what's going on. It's like, you have to tell somebody they've got a cancer, but there at least there are things that they can do. And maybe you can prolong their life, make their life comfortable, or maybe you can cure it. I don't know that we're going to be able to do anything about this cancer that's destroyed the value of our currency and corrupted the morals of our people and destroyed the religious faith of what was once a God-fearing nation. But our job is to do our best. We're called upon to do that and no more. And the final analysis, the battle is up to God, but we are called to be involved. So we do hope that many of you will join us in this truly epic struggle. We do hope you want to get the book, The Final Battle, written in 1889 by Mr. Wahlberg. The Money Creators, written in 1935 by Gertrude Kugan, during the heart of the Depression. You'll certainly want to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy, and it is a privately owned central bank, but they're not going to tell you that. You're supposed to think it has to do with government. You're supposed to think that they're trying to solve the problem. They have no intention of solving the problem. Their desire is to destroy our economy and force us into this world government. And then we, of course, carry the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. We have two little booklets, The History of Money, just a compilation of our newsletters, and the Financial Meltdown. And then my talk, The Financial Tsunami, and we gave it about 3 years ago. We talk about debentures, we talked about the hedge funds, we talked about the carry trade, all of these things which you need to understand to see what's going on today. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, because it'll, we recommend that for you. And then, of course, we have so much other material. I think my talk on the Forbidden Secret is so important. You'll learn about esoteric writing, how so often, of course, your politicians will make a statement, but it is designed to confuse you. But those who understand esoteric writing realize that they put the part of the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, and they put in a whole flock of things in the middle to confuse you, and then they put the punchline at the end of the sentence. This is a technique that's been used by the secret societies for thousands of years, because, of course, they hide their emblems in plain sight. They're hiding their writings in plain sight, but you don't see them. They have the emblems on the back of the dollar bill. That's why you need, of course, to get the new DVD entitled The Eye of the Phoenix. Because, of course, originally the bird on the back of the front of the Great Seal of the United States, which is inscribed now on the back of the dollar bill, but the bird there was a phoenix, not an eagle. And gradually, a little by little, over the passage of time, they changed that, because they did not want the people to understand the occult significance of it. That's why the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, is so vitally important. The DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginnings, going into the secret societies that were here when our nation was founded. And then, of course, the riddles in stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And you'll go inside the buildings there, which you're not allowed to go inside with any sort of a camera, but Chris Pinto, our friend, was able to get in. Somebody who worked there wanted the American people to understand what's really going on. And, of course, all these signs of the Zodiac all over Washington, D.C., what are they doing there in a Christian nation? Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. From the mountain.